All right, to both say good morning. So let's begin. So we left off on page Resh. Shlav Gimel, Himatzus B'choshech. So remember again, we're trying to go through the different levels to finding that inner eye. Just now, like the different behaviors, actually. So remember, we spoke about the idea of being a deeper thinker. Number two was closing eyes. And now we're up to number three. Himatzus b'choshech. Hashlav haba, the next level. Yiduim divrei HaRambam. This is actually very interesting. The words of the Rambam are well known. The Rambam writes, She'in adam lamad rov chachmaso ela balayla. A person picks up the majority of his knowledge at night. What does that mean? Or hukoach achibor. So light is the power of connection. V'choshech hukoach habedidus. Darkness is the power ultimately of solitude. Kasher ha'adam nimtza v'choshech hu lo yochol lehischaber im zulaso. So again, so it is referring to something that's very interesting. So during the day, when everything is light and everything is apparent, so that is the time that really represents connection to the other, connection to the world. Night represents solitude, and of course solitude represents connection with the self. Lochin kosev Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam. Therefore again, the son of Rambam, known as Rabbeinu Avram, says, Kasher ha'adam rotze lehispodid b'soch nafsho, legalos es omek nafsho. That's when a person wants to go ahead and literally be alone with himself. This actually, it's a very beautiful term. Lehispodid b'soch nafsho means to have bedidos, to have solitude within one's soul. To have solitude within one's soul. Legalos es omek nafsho, to reveal the true depth of one's soul. Es hakoach haruchani shebekirbo, the true spiritual power that one possesses within. Adif she'yas azos b'matzav leili. It is good to do this in a state of nighttime. B'matzav shel choshech, in a situation of darkness. Now what does that mean? O biyom b'chidr chashuch v'sagor, perhaps by daytime, in a locked, dark room. O balayla she'ba'ofim tiv'i shorer choshech, or at night, where again, darkness is the natural state of affairs. So what Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam is saying is that a person ultimately is more prone to deep introspective thought at night. At night, I'm sorry, less distractions. Right? This is not like an esoteric idea. This is just simply saying by daytime, everything is happening, everything is going on. Nighttime is a time of just general greater solitude, and therefore it's a time where people are more prone to deep thought. So whether you create darkness by sitting in a dark room, and by the way, this is just building ultimately on what he was speaking about before by atzimas einayim. We spoke about closing the eyes because there's almost so much stuff going on. And whenever you see something, by definition, you create a visual connection. That visual connection can become a visual distraction. And therefore, sometimes the best way to focus is to block out the distractions. This is just taking this thin step further. Kiyom. Now he writes something very interesting over Kiyom. Kiyom hatalich shala olam hu afuch. The truth is, he says, today we've lost this concept of night. What does that mean? Gam halayla ne'avad lanu hakol yom. For us, we don't really have night. Everything is day. Al ha'geula ha'asida ne'emar, on the messianic redemption, it said, Ta'ir yom chashchas laila. That ultimately the darkness of the night will become as light as the day. Aval zeh l'umas zeh asa lokim. Shekiyom gam halayla hafach etzlinu liyom. By us, so nighttime has become like day. Look what he writes. Esroim v'arba sha'os yom, 24 hours out of the day. Chanuyos psuchos ad ha'shos ha'ketanos shel halayla. You have stores open until the wee hours of the morning. So this is one of the advantages we definitely have living in Baltimore, is that everything shuts down at 9 o'clock. So Baruch Hashem, we definitely have a little bit more. I'm sorry? Is there something at night? If they stay open late till 9. So, you know, but he's saying something very interesting over here, which is true, by the way, just even with the concept of artificial illumination. Now, I'll say, you know, we can't relate to this because the truth is, if you think about it, before electricity, so what happened? Right, a person got up, right? Everybody maximized the daytime hours. So you squeezed whatever you could out of the daytime hours. And at night, it was dark. It was like, mamish, like even if a person had candlelight, whatever else, you know, it's still, you feel the darkness. And again, he's pointing out that there's an incredible benefit to that, because it's almost like within your day, you had certain times of built-in contemplation. He says, but today, the truth is, night, day, it's really hard sometimes to distinguish. Ava ba'omek, but a little bit deeper. Nighttime is a gift that God has given us. Bizman hayom, ha'olam goish v'roish. During the day, the world is active. Everything's happening. Yotza adam lepa'alo ula avodoso ade arev. A person goes out to work and is working the entire day until the evening. Hamivna hativ isha la'olam ahu. The natural order of the world is shayom huzman ha'pu'ula v'halayla huzman ha'shaket. That daytime is the time of dynamic activity and nighttime is a time of quiet. Ba'omek, however, a little bit deeper, ha'layla Husug shel kli shenitan alano l'shimush pinimi. On a little above a deeper level, we realize that nighttime is a utensil that has been given to us for internal use. V'tachliso, and its purpose, legalos eskoach ha'eskashros ha'pinimi sheba adam, to reveal ultimately again the inner abilities of man. Asher b'layla b'choshech u'nigla yoseh me'asher b'yom. That ultimately, again, that are revealed greater in a greater way at night than they are revealed by day. See, even though, again, we might have 24-hour stores, and even though, again, in many respects, nighttime resembles daytime in many different ways, we still have to maximize those nighttime hours for some degree of contemplation. V'chol zos madua, and why is all of this? Kia tap of Reish Aleph. Kia or mechaber osron lenivroim, mechaber osron lemitzius. Because light connects us to other creations. Light connects us to creation itself. Lu'umas zos, on the other hand, halayla mevudad osanu. Nighttime, by definition, isolates us. Hu ma'amid kol echad bimkomo. Nighttime places each of us in our respective places. Kasher adam nimtza becheder chashuch legamrei. If a person finds themselves in an absolutely dark room, hu mefached lozuz shema yitakel bedavar ma. So what happens? A person is afraid to move because perhaps they're going to stumble over something. Hu notat lebedidos nafshis. Therefore, what happens? He isolates himself. The idea that he's pointing out over here, something very interesting, that because in a dark room, a person is hesitant to even move around too much, so the focus really is on thought, the focus really is on introspection, because even the scope of my physical dynamic activity is limited. Lo rak bedidos guf nishal pu'ula, so it's not just that sometimes in dark situations we limit our actual physical mobility, but the idea ultimately is as well that it's a time that is receptive and good for deep thought. So now he summarizes. So therefore it turns out that we've established four different pieces that a person needs in order to become an introspective person. Meaning, we'll say we've spent a significant amount of time speaking about what it means to be introspective, right? We've spoken about what that means, what it means to think, what it means to be a thoughtful person. Now, he's saying, now we're trying to actually identify the steps that are necessary in order to make this process happen. So here are the four so far. Aleph, yeshiva bebedidus. Number one, taking time for just contemplation. This is what he writes, Nispar Beperak HaKodim, we spoke about this earlier. Just taking time to contemplate, taking time to think. Beis, Machshava Iyunis Ma'amika. Ultimately, again, taking the time to think in a deeper fashion. Just actually take. So number one is setting up the time, setting up, creating the situations that allow for deeper thought. Number two is really thinking about why we do the things that we do. Gimel, Atzimas Enayim, closing one's eyes. And Dalit Himatzus Bechoshech. Dalit, ultimately, again, the fourth idea is allowing oneself to literally be in darkness. So we'll say, whether this means that one literally puts themselves in a locked room that's dark, or if one's a little bit nervous about doing that, the idea is sometimes, again, late at night when things are, the world is a little bit quieter, it's an incredible time for contemplation. Whether a person goes ahead and, you know, sits outside for a few moments underneath the sky and just hears the quiet in nature around them, or a person sits in their house and just, again, while the house is quieted down a little bit, so just important to maximize those choshech moments for contemplation. Kimuvan, she'ina kavana kal yom lios b'choshech, el itim mizumanos. He says something very profound over here. So of course, it goes without saying that a person should not remain in the dark. Some people live in the dark the entire day. You can't do that because of us. I know we've spoken about before that the purpose of contemplation here is not for contemplation's sake. The purpose of contemplation is to lead a more active, meaningful, dynamic, purposeful, and directed life. So you can't spend all of your time in Choshech, but one should nevertheless create appointed times to be able to dwell in Choshech. All right, we'll stop over. We'll pick up on Reish Aleph and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.